Heading overseas now, and a few hours ago, the bodies of 40 of those passengers on the Malaysian airliner that was shot down over Ukraine arrived at an Air Force base in the Netherlands. The painstaking process of identifying them is now getting underway, and while authorities are not yet able to say how many Australians were among them, the Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove, was there for what he called the start of their long journey home. Samantha Donovan reports.
It was a perfect summer day at the Eindhoven Air Base when two planes, one Dutch, one Australian, flew in carrying the bodies of 40 MH17 victims. Australia's Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove stood with the King and Queen of the Netherlands, its Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister, and dignitaries from the other nations that have lost citizens. A minute's silence was observed, and Dutch soldiers then carried the coffins to hearses waiting on the runway. Sir Peter says those who died have now been brought into the embrace of people who mean them well.
We were thinking, is this person in this casket, is this an Australian? So today they're all Australians, and they're all Dutch, and they're all of the other nations. So I felt very privileged today to represent all the families. I felt privileged to represent all Australians. This is a long journey home.
Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop was with the Governor-General.
The ceremony we saw today was dignified and provided the level of respect that those who were killed in this crash have deserved from the outset. Our concern in all of this is to give the families their rightful embrace of those who were killed on that flight. We just want to bring them home.
From the airbase at Eindhoven, the 40 plain wooden coffins were driven to a military base at Hilversum. It's a national day of mourning in the Netherlands, and thousands of people watched the cortege on its journey. Some clapped in tribute, others threw flowers on the hearses. The identification process will begin at the military base and may, in some cases, take months. Sir Peter Cosgrove.
We've got Australians on the job. I'm very proud of them. We went and saw the crew of the RAAF C-17 and their international colleagues who are also part of the disaster victim identification teams, and they're doing a fantastic job, but it will be a long job.
The head of the Dutch forensic team, Jos van Roos, spoke to CNN about the difficulties in identifying all the victims.
The difficult part is that every bit of information you get from a relative needs to be collected very carefully. Also, you need to take records from the bodies in Ukraine. It is a delicate procedure. For example, take dental records or DNA. Those need to be matched by software. That takes a long time.
In Amsterdam, thousands of people dressed in white took part in a somber march along the city's canals in memory of MH17's 298 victims. As night fell, they released hundreds of white balloons. Peter de Bie was among them.
I've got lucky with our family that they didn't check in that flight. Yeah, I'm here for the respect for those people that are here and been on the flight, and for the friends and family.
The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is travelling to Kiev with her Dutch counterpart Hans Timmermans later today to discuss with the Ukrainian leadership how to secure the crash site. She says she won't rest until every Australian is accounted for. Ms Bishop couldn't confirm Ukrainian reports that Australian troops may take part in a peacekeeping force to secure the site.
We are looking at the most effective way of securing that site, and those details will be worked through tomorrow with the Ukrainians, but also by Prime Minister Abbott, continuing the discussions that he has been having with a number of leaders.
In Melbourne this morning, a multi-faith memorial service has been held at St Paul's Cathedral. Dr Philip Freer is the Anglican Archbishop of Melbourne.
Even in death, a proper and dignified response has struggled to find a place in the midst of a violent separatist war. The most intimate expressions of grief will be sadly delayed until the bodies of the dead have been repatriated and can finally be laid to rest in the presence of their families and friends in the communities of which they were part. How far off that will be is not yet known, but we can be encouraged by the determination and resolve of so many international leaders and forensic experts to do all that is possible to expedite the repatriation of the bodies of loved ones to their bereaved families around the world.
That's the Anglican Archbishop of Melbourne, Philip Freer, ending that report from Samantha Donovan.